Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, June 3rd, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of health, fitness, and wellness news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Healthcare Capital Advisors expands leadership team. Healthcare Capital Advisors has expanded its leadership team with the launch of a dedicated consulting practice led by Lisa Richardson, a seasoned behavioral healthcare executive. Lisa will be joined by a team of experts, including Leah Hendricks, Teresa McClure, Dr. Michelle Maloney, Aaron Kennedy, Michelle Santagata, Jessica Molina, and two more executives to be announced later. Together, they will offer fractional executive services, startup and turnaround strategy, sale preparation, and operational consulting to behavioral healthcare organizations and investors. Jacob Lynch, Managing Director at HCA, expressed confidence in the team's ability to help clients succeed in today's market. Lisa emphasized the importance of having a well-rounded team of experts to support organizations in scaling and sustaining their operations. The team also plans to donate a portion of its profits to several organizations close to their hearts. For more information, visit the Healthcare Capital Advisors website. Sun Life US appoints Dr. Todd Gray as Chief Dental Officer. Sun Life US has appointed Dr. Todd Gray as Chief Dental Officer for its dental business, including DentaQuest. Dr. Gray will focus on enhancing clinical strategy, quality oversight, and collaboration with dental providers. His experience spans over 20 years, with a focus on Medicaid and special populations. Dr. Gray aims to improve access to quality oral health care nationwide. Sun Life US Dental, which includes DentaQuest, is dedicated to preventistry, emphasizing preventive care and expanded access. Sun Life manages dental benefits for approximately 35 million Americans and is the largest Medicaid and CHIP dental benefits administrator in the US. Sun Life is an international financial services organization with operations in multiple markets worldwide. For more information, visit sunlife.com.
Dr. Amar Nasri joins Digestive Health Associates. Digestive Health Associates of Texas, a GI Alliance practice, welcomes board-certified gastroenterologist Dr. Amar Nasri to their Rockwall location. Dr. Nasri, a diplomate of the American Board of Gastroenterology and the American Board of Obesity Medicine, specializes in treating gastrointestinal conditions. With a focus on obesity and metabolic-associated fatty liver disease, cirrhosis management, and advanced colon lesion resection, Dr. Nasri is dedicated to providing evidence-based, patient-centered care. His extensive training includes a fellowship at the University of Florida and residency at Dell Medical School. Patients in Rockwall can now schedule appointments with Dr. Nasri by calling 972-771-2222. Digestive Health Associates of Texas, part of GI Alliance, is committed to delivering top-quality gastrointestinal care.
Surgimate appoints Elisa Vaughn as Chief Operating Officer. Surgimate, a leading provider of surgical coordination and scheduling software, has appointed Elisa Vaughn as Chief Operating Officer. In this role, Vaughn will enhance the customer experience across Surgimate's business lines, including surgical scheduling and patient access. With over 15 years of healthcare operations experience, Vaughn's leadership will support strategic growth initiatives. CEO Craig Brown looks forward to partnering with Vaughn to maximize value delivery and scale solutions that set a new standard for surgical care. Surgimate aims to increase volume, reduce cancellations, and achieve sustainable growth for surgical practices in the U.S.
CareMex appoints Brian Flaherty as Chief Commercial Officer. CareMex, a leading technology-enabled services company, has appointed Brian Flaherty as Chief Commercial Officer. Flaherty will oversee the company's commercial strategy, working with pharmaceutical manufacturers, providers, and internal teams to expand patient support capabilities. With over 20 years of leadership experience in healthcare, Flaherty joins CareMax from Cardinal Health's Specialty Network Solutions Division. As part of this transition, Shabir Ahmed will now serve as Chief Growth Officer. Flaherty's appointment reflects CareMax's commitment to leadership in patient access and technology, delivering efficient solutions for patients and providers. CareMax is dedicated to improving patient access to specialty medications, serving over 80 brands. Learn more at CareMedX.com.
Investor news breaks. Edera launches crowdfunding campaign to scale functional wellness movement. Edera, the wellness brand behind EMPWR Plus, has launched a $250,000 crowdfunding campaign on WeFunder to disrupt the $150 billion supplement market. In less than a year, Edera has secured distribution with top California retailers, achieved 65% repeat revenue, and partnered with chefs and spas. The funds raised will support national expansion, production scaling, and further innovation in functional nutrition and wellness gifting. Investors can join with as little as $2,500 under a 10% discount safe, with potential perks ranging from product bundles to immersive wellness experiences. Founded in San Diego, Edera is committed to radical transparency, sustainable sourcing, and building a future where food is both functional and deeply nourishing.
The Merckx Institute. The Merckx Institute, setting the standard for natural beauty long before it became a movement. The Merckx Institute, based in Miami and the Hamptons, has been a trailblazer in the field of aesthetic medicine, setting the standard for natural beauty long before it became a trend. Dr. Ryan A. Merckx, the founder, introduced aesthetic facial balancing nearly 15 years ago, focusing on holistic facial harmony. His pioneering techniques, like the Merckx Lift, emphasize true mid-face support and deep suspension techniques for natural-looking results. Dr. Merckx's commitment to timeless principles and precision technique has earned global recognition, making the Merckx Institute a sanctuary of excellence and innovation for those seeking aesthetic interventions that stand the test of time.
Anthony Del Rio and Kate Hard join Catton's national healthcare practice. Catton has expanded its healthcare team with partners Anthony Del Rio and Kate Hardy in Chicago and Charlotte, respectively. Del Rio is known for his expertise in the healthcare industry, advising clients on transactional matters and regulatory compliance. Hardy guides clients through regulatory and transactional landscapes in healthcare, life sciences, and food industries. Associates Vinal Patel and Caitlin A. Kiram bring substantial healthcare transactional and regulatory experience. The addition of Del Rio and Hardy enhances Catton's capabilities in the evolving healthcare sector, especially for private equity investors. The team's arrival follows the recent addition of Paul R. DeMuro, PhD, as counsel in Dallas, further strengthening Catton's healthcare practice.
Advisory Health Survey reveals critical gap in prescription savings for uninsured Spanish speakers. Advisory Health Survey revealed a critical gap in prescription savings for uninsured Spanish speakers in the U.S. Nearly half of uninsured Spanish speakers were unaware of prescription discount cards, leading to challenges in accessing affordable health care. Health disparities impact the Hispanic community significantly, with high rates of chronic conditions like diabetes and hypertension. Lack of insurance coverage and barriers like cost and language further hinder healthcare accessibility. Younger adults show higher engagement with prescription discount cards, indicating a positive shift towards more affordable medications. Advisory Health is actively working to educate and provide access to prescription savings, offering up to 80% off medications at over 37,000 pharmacies nationwide. To learn more and start saving on prescriptions, visit visoryhealth.com.
Investor news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Ltd., NASDAQ QNTM, clarifies name, ownership, and RTO rumors involving UnbuzzD. Quantum Biopharma recently clarified misinformation surrounding rumors of a name change and reverse takeover involving UnbuzzD Wellness eWellness Inc. Quantum confirmed it has not changed its name to UnbuzzD and is not part of an RTO transaction. While Quantum is Unbuzz's largest shareholder and debt holder, the two entities remain separate. Quantum holds 200 million shares of Unbuzzed, a 7% royalty agreement on revenue up to $250 million, and a warrant to increase its stake to 25%. Unbuzzed, led by former Coca-Cola executive John Duffy and Celsius Holdings former CEO Gary David, is preparing for a possible IPO with MNP LLP conducting PCAOB audits. Quantum also announced a pending $20,903 debt settlement with two vendors to be completed in early June.
Study finds that kids, young people, wait longer to receive a cancer diagnosis. A recent study by experts at University of Nottingham in the UK found that young individuals with certain types of cancer, like bone malignancies, experience longer delays in receiving a diagnosis. The team aims to use these findings to develop interventions to shorten the time to diagnosis in these cases. Meanwhile, companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ CNSP, are working on developing more effective treatments. Investors can find updates on CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. in the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a communication platform focused on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, offering a wide range of services to help companies reach their target markets effectively.
Investor news breaks: Kairos Pharma Ltd., YS American, CAPE, highlights positive preclinical data for CROSS-101 at ASCO 2025. Kairos Pharma Ltd. unveiled positive preclinical data for CROSS-101 at ASCO 2025. The study showcased CROSS-101's ability to enhance effector T-cell activity, reduce immune-suppressive T-reg cells, and outperform TRX518 in promoting tumor infiltration and boosting cytotoxicity. CEO Dr. John Yu highlighted KROS-101's potential to advance cancer immunotherapy by stimulating immune response and tumor destruction. Kairos Pharma, based in Los Angeles, is focused on oncology therapeutics and is currently developing EN-105, an antibody targeting CD105 to reverse drug resistance in cancer treatments. For more information, visit kairospharma.com. Biomed News breaks: Nutriband Inc., NTRB, to present at Noble Capital Markets Emerging Growth Virtual Conference. Nutriband Inc., NASDAQ NTRB, CEO Gareth Sheridan will present at Noble Capital Markets Emerging Growth Virtual Equity Conference on June 5th at 4 p.m. ET. The session will include a Q&A open to live audience questions with one-to-one meetings for investors. A webcast will be available post-event on Nutriband's website and channelcheck.com for 90 days. Nutriband focuses on developing transdermal pharmaceutical products, including an abuse-deterrent fentanyl patch with Aversa TM technology. For more information, visit www.nutriband.com. Stay updated on NTRB news in the company's newsroom at ht/ibn.fm/ntrb. BioMedWire is a communication platform specializing in biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, delivering news and updates through various channels. For more information, visit hww.biomedwire.com.
Q&A with Devorah Kermish, Director of Community Relations with Gulfstream Goodwill Industries. No one deserves to age into homelessness. Devorah Kermish, Director of Community Relations at Gulfstream Goodwill Industries, leads high-impact outreach initiatives to empower individuals through employment and training programs. Gulfstream Goodwill is the largest provider of homeless services across five counties, offering safe shelter and housing solutions. Sadly, there has been a 65% increase in seniors experiencing homelessness due to affordable housing shortages, inadequate financial support, and healthcare barriers. Palm Beach County has implemented initiatives to address this crisis, but more help is needed. Gulfstream Goodwill has launched the Out and About program, providing essential resources to seniors to prevent homelessness. To support this cause, contact Gulfstream Goodwill at 561-273-4200 or seniorsupport at goji.org.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.